Somebody tell Reba it's going to be okay. Somebody tell Reba it's Ank FM. It is
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
It is a Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News, where we begin where we last saw our two courageous reporters. Thank you.
This is a live version.
Hello, Ank FM. Facebookers.
Not necessarily the news.
We are up close and personal today. Let us dive in.
Let's start right out.
Okay.
Hey, what happened?
I mean, it's tabloid at best, so nobody knows the real story, but it's not a good look for Keith Urban and any of these rumors that are coming out any which way about the split. And, of course, she filed 2 days ago, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. So what is seemingly centering this is a couple of, I guess, concerts ago. So his guitarist is named Maggie Baugh, all right?
Okay.
She's a very good guitarist. She's on her own right trying to do a solo type thing and all of that, up and coming. Well, after 19 years of marriage, reports are that Keith moved out over the summer. And is already, as you reported yesterday, rumors about him hooking up with somebody new.
Yeah.
Well, there's this song called The Fighter that he wrote and always had dedicated to Nicole. And a couple of months back, he changed the lyrics on it, and it actually singled out his guitarist, Maggie. And that's where all of this is coming from.
Betrayal.
Whether or not it is more than just that, who knows. But it's still not a good look. Ultimately for Keith Urban. By the way, Paramount yesterday officially renewed Lioness for season 3. That is a Taylor Sheridan universe production, and that stars Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman, of course, with Morgan Freeman and the like. I've heard it's amazing. I have not watched it, but it films here starting next week in Fort Worth. And in a week from tonight at Dickies Arena is Keith Urban.
Sure.
Okay. So
maybe we could get them back together.
Well, you know
we
what?
Could bring you and Elle and be like, look how in love they are.
And
this could be you.
I don't know. The last time we did a peace summit, it was for Trump and Elon and that.
I know. And I've got cruise night.
And
I'm a little busy. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I got to plan a wedding.
Morgan Wallen.
I think this is.
Slowly but surely learning to make those good choices. But life was not always like that. Remember when he was popped for throwing that chair off a balcony in Nashville? Well, we finally got the audio from the officer's body cam, and this is how it all went down.
What happened?
I don't know.
You don't know? Hold on.
Hey, stay right here. No, stay right here. You're not leaving now. You're not free to go. We're investigating the situation. Okay.
He's not trying to cause no problem, man. I don't know what. I don't know why.
Well, a chair came flying off the roof and landed right next to my patrol car over there. We're just trying to figure out what happened.
As you should.
He gave him the as you should.
As you should.
Yeah, 6'7" wasn't popular yet, but he gave him the as you should.
To his credit, he was very nice.
Yeah.
He also seemed a little...
Well, he lied, though.
A little drunk.
A little bit.
As you should.
I don't think...
As you should.
I mean, hey. How much he'd apparently had to drink.
Hey.
Hey. I legitimately think he may not have even remembered any of it, but
yeah.
We are getting word that... he did do what most of us would.
Yeah.
In this situation.
What?
He called Eric Church for advice.
And hey.
Hey.
And then he gave me his sunglasses.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm wearing on our Facebook Live.
Hey.
Nick.
Hey. As you should.
As you should.
It's hard to get Hollywood to agree on anything, but the Actors Union SAG-AFTRA has come out now yesterday against actress Tilly Norwood. Everybody is against Tilly Norwood. They said
hate Tilly.
Creativity and should remain human-centered because Tilly Norwood is an actress that is completely AI. And she's looking to get representation from actual Hollywood talent agencies.
Girls going places.
And somebody's going to sign her. SAG, after us, said, to be clear, Tilly Norwood is not an actor. It is a computer program. I think we know what AI is.
Yeah, but have you seen this? It looks pretty legit.
Yeah, Keith Urban's already called her.
Stop.
That's not nice or anything.
Hey.
I know.
Pop quiz.
What?
What has more branches on the family tree? A Kardashian or a Trump?
As you should.
I have no idea. But what? The president's granddaughter, Kai, well, she's very on brand. And she just launched her very own clothing line, 18 years old, and it's raising eyebrows because it has a big logo of KT on the front.
Mm.
Or is it TK? Mm. Those initials sound familiar.
Mm-hmm.
They belong to someone by the name of Travis Kelce,
yeah,
who also has a clothing line. Same letters.
Uh-oh.
From American Eagle. And they look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who has a new album out?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see where this is going?
This is a problem.
Yeah, all the Swifties not very happy. They're losing their collective mind on the internet.
6-7.
And suggesting that Travis sue. Pronto.
Yeah. Who's Pronto?
I no,
they better watch out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This big of a beef going in, we're in Fort Worth Fashion Week starts tomorrow. I know.
Mm-hmm.
If this keeps up, we're not going to be able to let the cowgirl out of the closet.
She has to stay in there longer?
Hey, I don't make the rules. Or the budget. Congratulations to Elon Musk. Yesterday became the first human in the history of humans to achieve a net worth of more than $500 billion.
Oh, wow.
Elon Musk is the world and planet's first half trillionaire. Congratulations.
We did the break.
Congratulations. There you go. That's big, Saint. He survived the Cybertruck mess. That's,
Elon Musk.
We're right. Proud of you.
So there's a lot of ways to find a good mate, but you got to be careful on the internet. Sometimes people may not tell the truth about their life and even lie about everything from their age, their jobs, their marital status, and even their children, including whether or not they're pet parents. Now, instead of catfishing these days, there are dog fishers. Dog fishing.
Mm.
It's posting photos with dogs that are not theirs to look more appealing. Like, hey, I'm the cool dog person. But they're not. Related news. Want to bump up the girls to attract attention? It's now illegal over in North Korea. Kim Jong-un calling implants, not the dental variety, anti-socialist.
Mm.
And offenders could be sent to hard labor camps. There's not...
Which punchline would you like?
I don't know. But you don't need that to attract a nice boy. Nick knows. He
was
knows.
Very sad to see... noted chimpanzee ape expert, Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah.
We remember that movie. Jane Goodall passing away yesterday at the age of 91. Noted conservationist, environmentalist, and just seemed like an amazing human in her own right. Jane Goodall at the age of 91. Turns out on the earlier news this week that Zach Bryan packed the huge University of Michigan Stadium this past Saturday as the number one biggest, largest U.S. attended concert of all time. Four of the five U.S. concerts of all time, biggest, are country music. Zach Bryan, number one. George Strait last year, Kyle Field, two. Then you have Grateful Dead at three. But Garth Brooks is five there.
Mm.
And... we can't get a Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah,
at this
one
point.
Would think.
All right.
You want me to call Roger Goodell?
And then finally, back to Taylor Swift, which is what everyone wants to hear.
Absolutely.
Streaming services are eyeing the Taylor Travis wedding, with bids potentially reaching $100 million for the couple to stream their nuptials. More than likely, they are not going to be interested in that. But. I know somebody that would be. And so if you want to have this, I'll be signing right now. We'll use any camera that's broken you want.